USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. The vaccine is made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Since day one of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children ages 0 to 17 have died from coronavirus. A civil lawsuit filed Monday against a Texas doctor who revealed that he helped perform an abortion on a woman more than 6 weeks pregnant. That's in violation of the new heartbeat law, an attempt to save voiceless children's lives from death. Alan Braid said he carried out the abortion on September 6th on a woman who was still in her first trimester but was beyond the six-week limit. He claims it was because of his duty to care to the patient. Braid's case could test the constitutionality of the new Texas law, which took effect September 1st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has won a minority government after a close election battle Monday. USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.